Let's talk about threats to national security. And to do so, look no farther than musty declassified CIA reports on Soviet television and the lessons of Pearl Harbor. The Pentagon Papers, they aren't. Yet a CIA employee was so frustrated by agency bureaucracy that kept the material out of reach that he filed a Freedom of Information Act request, whereupon he was turned over to the FBI and eventually forced to retire. Jeff Scudder, 19-year veteran of the CIA, was posted to the Historic Collections Division, a now defunct office of the agency that reviewed FOIA requests for documents of interest to academics, CIA personnel, and the public. At the start of his two-year assignment there, Scudder says he noticed a cache of articles that had been declassified and approved for release a decade earlier, but hadn't been passed along due to bureaucratic intransigence.
After spending time trying to work within the bureaucracy, seeing that I was going to get nowhere there, I went ahead and submitted a FOIA request with the titles of the articles. None of this contained the names of assets, the names of people undercover, code names, keywords, sources and methods that we use to acquire intelligence, contained none of that. So I hear nothing for about 6 months, and then I get called in, come into the classic, you know, windowless room, be told that, you know, my conversation is being recorded, and presented with that there was an allegation that I had taken classified material out of CIA. And when I asked them what it was, they submitted these FOIA requests, that the group that had received these FOIA requests had made the allegation that they had classified data in them. And so I must have taken classified data out.
What did they allege was classified?
I don't know. Even when I met with the FBI, when I asked them to give me an example of something, they pointed out to a title.
Now, can you tell me what the title is without being sent immediately to Leavenworth?
It was called The Sad Song of Norway.
And I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Smuggled out of Langley to your home, The Sad Song of Norway. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And to make it worse, I had done a FOIA request to CIA. They had given me material, one of it being this title. And here the FBI was saying this title's secret, no foreign. It's classified. So I'm like, well, wait a minute. If I get a FOIA request back from one agency, another can arrest me and say I've classified data. And so we never were able to pin them down on proof of anything was classified.
Okay, now I'm laughing, but less hilarious is the fact that the FBI came to your home with a search warrant and walked away with all your consumer electronics, including your computers, your daughter's Game Boy, and I don't know, your toaster. Is there an active investigation into espionage?
By government law, if CIA believes there's a leaking of classified info, they have to give it to FBI. Over my, actually 2 years with the agency, I had to move to a different job. I couldn't do overseas travel. I couldn't do domestic travel. And I'd met with the FBI, showed them all sorts of information, answered all of their questions. And then in November of 12, out of the blue, FBI raids my house. So I was put on administrative leave where then every day for the next year, I had to call the government between the 8 and 10 to let them know I was still here. And finally, in January of 14, my lawyer got a phone call saying, justice has not going to be prosecuting you. The case is closed.
We've read about Edward Snowden and Chelsea Manning saying that they had been rebuffed trying to go through channels within their own organizations. The government says they didn't try hard enough, but your story shows that when you do start rattling cages within the bureaucracy, you tend to get shut down, sometimes in a rather punitive fashion. Having experienced what you experienced, putting aside the Sad Song of Norway for a moment, if you believe that someone at CIA has something very significant that they believe needs to be brought to the public's attention, could you ever advise them to go through channels?
Well, that's the sad point about this. As a 19-year veteran, I was about as CIA as you could be. You know, I was a true believer in the organization. And when I saw this, I thought it was important to follow the regs. If you see something going wrong, to raise it up. Instead, it's like this beef that starts going. He's an outsider. He raised an issue. We must destroy him. And I think for the organization, they got what they wanted. It's a clear sign for every employee in the organization. Look what happened to Jeff. If you raise your head, it'll be cut off. And I just don't see how that builds a good camaraderie or the type of people you want in the organization.
In this story, irony folds into irony kind of like an Escher print. But I have to ask you, this FOIA request that you filed, would it eventually have landed on your desk to determine whether the agency should comply?
It might have. It would have been something passed to us to say, take a look at this. Have we released it? And what they're asking for, can we release it? One of the things I joke about is one of the stories was called Argo, which was the story of the officer and what they did to get the hostages out, which ended up, when it did come out, became a movie and won Best Picture and did a lot of good PR for the agency. And to take hundreds of stories like that and keep them hidden for no reason, I don't see how it benefits the CIA.
Yeah, well, when the movie about Soviet-era television comes out, I think I might take a pass.
But A Sad Song of Norway will be it.
I'm ordering my tickets now. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
Jeff Scudder used to work for the Central Intelligence Agency. He is now a consultant in IT.